Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Thank you so much for sticking with this and also for sharing it. I'm really humbled that you would share this with those who are hurting in this particular issue of sexual abuse or any sort of abuse. I'm going through the scriptures from We Too, How the Church Can Respond Redemptively to the Sexual Abuse Crisis. It's available now wherever books are sold, and would just encourage you to pick up a copy. If not for you, then for your church leaders. And this is really my hopefully prophetic imagination for how the church can do better and how a church can be a refuge for those who have suffered from sexual violence and sexual abuse. And so I think any church can improve in this area. And I wrote this book not because I'm angry at the church or I hate the church. It's actually that I love the church, and I have been so greatly helped by the church, and my own healing journey has been informed by those who have dared to listen and pray me toward health. And so this corrective comes from a space of utter love and joy and longing to see difference and change. And so that's my heart behind this book. The structure of the book is I look at the past and how the Bible has dealt with rape narratives, and we've been going through some of those here on Pray Every Day. I look at the present situation and how we are currently dealing with sexual abuse in our midst. And then I look at the future and how things can change. And so if you're interested in that, go ahead and pick up a copy. I'm going to back up a little bit. We read from Genesis 34, verses 1 through 30. And now today I'm going to highlight and go back to Genesis 34, 30, because I think it has something for us to kind of look at. So this is in reference to Dinah and Jacob's sons enacting vengeance on those that stole from Dinah and had raped her. And so this is what he says in Genesis 34:30 in the HCSB. Then Jacob said to Simeon and Levi, "You have brought trouble on me, making me odious to the inhabitants of the land, the Canaanites and the Perizzites. We are few in number. If they unite against me and attack me, I and my household will be destroyed." Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I see that his response, Jacob's response, as so common in terms of when we disclose abuse to a leader. And not all leaders have been this way, thankfully. There are many leaders, and I praise you for them, who respond with empathy and kindness and report things to the authorities. All of those things are important. But I just want to take note of how many times Jacob has talked about himself. Not once in this discourse did he say, "My poor daughter." Not once did he lament for her. Not once did he even mention her. He was only thinking about his own welfare. And I fear in churches today that instead, especially if the abuse happened within the church, instead of worrying about those who hurt, they worry far more about their status in the community or their existence as a church. And this is exactly what Jacob has done. "You have brought trouble on me, making me odious to the inhabitants of the land. We are few in number. If they unite against me and attack me, I and my household will be destroyed." That is six times of "I's" and "me's," all about him, worried about himself, worried about his empire, worried about whether his nation will continue without any shred of empathy. So Lord, I just ask for your forgiveness on behalf of your church that has done this, where we have been more interested in protecting the reputation of our institution far more than empathizing with those who have been hurt in our midst. Forgive us, Lord. We don't want to be that way anymore. We understand that's the world's way of doing things. It's the world's way of building empires and protecting them versus caring for the least, the last, and the lost. So Lord, forgive us for that. Give us eyes to see and ears to hear, as I've been praying this whole month, to see the woundedness and the wounded in our midst. Help us not to overlook them on our rush to preserve our empire, but instead help us to see them as the empire, Those who are broken and outcast and hurting are our ministry, not structures, not money, not fame, not Instagram accounts. None of that matters. What matters is your fame, your glory, your kingdom, your church, and your church should be about having everything in common, serving the least of these. Your word says, even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. So Lord, help us to be a church that embodies that kind of humility and service, I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to help out the podcast, you can simply rate it or write a 2-sentence review on iTunes or Stitcher, and that just helps get the podcast into the hands of those who need it. If you want to know a little bit more about the book, you can go to we2.org. There's all sorts of resources at we2.org/resources. And then also, if you are someone who wants to begin the steps of healing, you can get a free 21 email sequence by going to we2.org/21 days. And I do pray that if you go through that, that it would be a blessing to you and bring insight and healing to some of those darker and more painful places that you have walked through. And I'm so sorry that you have. I have such empathy for you, and I have been you, and I am you, so I am with you.